It's my great pleasure to talk to Colleen Daly Eberhardt, the new music director of the St. Louis Concert Series today, and she will also be performing as part of the concert series as well. This all takes place in Clarksville at St. Louis Church. Colleen, nice talking to you.
Thanks so much, Mark. I'm thrilled to be here.
Now, your season will run from October through June, a variety of concerts, pops and classical. You run the gamut, but you're going to be doing things a little bit differently because of the pandemic. Briefly, let's talk about some of the changes that will be taking place for the concerts.
Absolutely. So while we are absolutely thrilled to be able to offer live music to a live audience, we are taking every possible precaution. We are following the CDC guidelines, the guidelines in place in Howard County, as well as the Archdiocesan guidelines. Audience members can attend in masks. They will be seated in a socially distant fashion in our church, which seats over 1,300 people. We will be limiting the capacity to 250. The artists will be a good 20 feet away from everyone in the church. We'll have hand sanitizers, and the church will be cleaned directly before and after the event.
Now, people who are uncomfortable with coming to a live concert can also live stream as well, right?
That's correct. So while we recognize that everyone's comfort level and is different, the church has invested in high-tech live streaming capabilities. So we are able to live stream the concert as it's happening with an HD video and enhanced audio.
Wow, that's great. Now the concert season starts October 4th, and you are the featured performer on this concert starting at 4 p.m. Tell us a little bit about the program.
That's right. It's actually a collaboration between myself and Spanish-American composer Gabriel Ruiz Bernal. He and I have been co-collaborators and friends for many years. He's actually an Emmy-nominated composer and an experienced pianist and organist. He had the great honor of playing for the Papal Mass that was at National Stadium for Pope Benedict several years ago. We're premiering a lot of his works, but we're also throwing in some show tunes. We have some sacred music that's happening at this concert, and we are celebrating the fact that our campus bell tower has been completed, and we will be featuring music that has been inspired by the bell tower and is bell themed, and it will be culminating in a final piece that is a world premiere for the bell tower as well as for soprano and piano.
Edgar Allan Poe is going to be part of this concert too, right?
Absolutely. So Gabriel was inspired by the poems Edgar Allan Poe wrote called The Bells. And so we have a song cycle on the concert that is really interesting. You get to sort of see how the narrator descends into madness.
Should be a lot of fun. After that, of course, you have your famous Christmas concert, St. Louis, Christmas at St. Louis from around the world in December and February. Met opera star Andy Marie Moore will be a guest soloist. And you wrap things up with the Mozart Requiem in June. What a great way to finish up the series. Colleen, is there a website and phone number that people can use for information?
Absolutely. You can find us at stlconcertseries.org, or you can call us at 410-531-6040.
My guest, Colleen Eberhardt, Artistic Director of the St. Louis Concert Series and a singer, will be performing in the first concert in October. Colleen, great talking to you. Good luck with the series and good luck with your concert as well.
Thank you so much, Mark.